Hear instruction and be wise, and do not neglect it. Blessed is the one who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting beside my doors. For whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. But he who fails to find me injures himself. All who hate me love death. There are 6 things that the Lord hates, 7 that are an abomination to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that make haste to run to evil, a false witness who breathes out lies, and one who sows discord among brothers. Every word of God proves true. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. Do not add to his words, lest he rebuke you, and you be found a liar. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord, and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your flesh, and refreshment to your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth, and with the first fruits of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will be bursting with wine. Selected verses from the book of Proverbs, and I won't give them all to you because it's quite a jumble. Proverbs 8, 6, 30, and 3 chapters. All kind of pulled together. As I was trying, this is kind of an ongoing project I have, and you've been my guinea pigs, to take the chunks of Proverbs that are not just little bits of proverb, but actually belong together, and form them into a monthly set of readings. And we're nearing the end. You know, we've been doing it a little longer because there's enough for 31 days, and I'm only here 5 days a week. But as we're getting toward the end of it, well, what happens here is this is a bunch of sections that didn't make their own day. putting them together, and that may or may not be a wise thing, but I think they do speak to each other because the whole book certainly holds together under this idea, and the reason we even would read this idea that the real wisdom, the real understanding, the real mind of humanity, when it's at its best, begins not by looking deep within to find the power of your heart. It begins not by exploring the universe and living life to its fullest and taking every moment as it comes. It begins with hearing the Word of God. When Jesus said, "Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God," he wasn't just speaking fancy, pretty talk. He really meant it. When his disciples came to him one day and said, "We need to get some food. Are you hungry?" And he said, "I have bread you know nothing about." He wasn't just being snarky. He meant it. He meant that if you have the actual word of God, you got more than the entire universe. Rolled into a single syllable, right? A single iota, a slash across the T. If it's actually from God, it's more than just words. It's the creative self, the second person of the Trinity, Jesus himself, pre-incarnate, and the Spirit's power. The Spirit's way of enlivening, giving that life that we confess he is the giver of in the Nicene Creed. Hear instruction and be wise isn't just about being able to put your life together now. Watching daily at wisdom's gates is not just about being able to have your best life now. It's about finding that life which will endure beyond this world, beyond this present darkness. Finding that life and favor in our Lord, which will hear him on the last day say what he said yesterday to so many of us in church through his words to St. Peter, Rise. There is nothing more to fear. I have you. You're mine. But the one who fails to find this, to find Christ, finds only injury, finds only what this life can give. And it can seem really good here for a while. I mean, you can have close to your best life here now. It depends. Not everyone gets it, but a lot of people do. And they often have a platform then for talking about it, right? Be like me and you can have what I have. Do what I do and you can feel like I feel. What isn't seen, what they don't put on the news, at least not very clearly, is how every single one of us winds down like a broken toy. Batteries run out. Way worse than the batteries running out. The toy still looks okay when the batteries run out. We start decaying even before we're dead. Where's the best life then? There's only injury. All who hate the word of God love death, and that is what they choose, what they will find. We have all this then about these 6 and 7 things the Lord despises. That's just a conviction of our sin. You notice how lions mentioned twice? Isn't that interesting? Why? It's not just about lying about your brother, right? What is that second commandment that comes right after just knowing there is a God? Taking his name in vain is more than just a curse word. It's lying in the name of God. Speaking words he hasn't said as if he had spoken them. And I've heard more than a few of these in our present age. Recently, it was proclaimed that I don't even know Jesus. Me, Jonathan. Yeah. I don't even know Christ because of a stand I took on marriage. The Lord doesn't like us. Like it. When we tell lies in his name. Because why? Every word that he speaks proves true. This is Luther's great moment. When he says, look, all I got on the day of judgment is what God has said. So you want me to change what I'm saying? I can't. And if Jesus wants to accuse me on the day of judgment, like you, Roman Catholic Church, are accusing me in his name right now, my only plea will be, Lord, I'm under your word, whatever you say. I won't even argue with your condemnation. What can I do? It's always been your word. But knowing that, isn't it nice to know that his word is not going to condemn you on the last day? That his word proves to be a shield? It's a refuge? So the warning is, well, wise. Be not wise in your own eyes. Wisdom doesn't come from you. Fear the Lord. Wisdom comes from him. It will be healing to your flesh, refreshment to your bones. The Lord Jesus, who he is, what he's done, crucified for you, has the words that give eternal life.